Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Leslie Arnold hosting ACOTA, the Ancient Science of Sahaji, and it is 6:30 p.m. on the East Coast of America of April 16th, 2016. Not sure I got that all in the right order, but anyway, welcome everyone to the show this evening. It's a pleasure to have you here with us. And I'd like to give an especially warm welcome to the leader of this very ancient teaching of ACOTA, and that is Sri Kadasji, who is the Mahaji, the 973rd Living Sarosha Master. Sri Kadasji, welcome to the show this evening, and how are you tonight?
I'm fine, Leslie, and how are you this evening?
I'm doing quite well, thank you very much. And I know that I hope everyone is having as lovely weather as we are here on the East Coast. We've actually got a real spring day. That being aside, I'd like to speak a little bit about how this ancient path got started. We call it the most ancient teaching, and everyone knows, okay, it's an ancient teaching, but at some point it had to have had a beginning. And could you perhaps talk a little bit about the beginning, how it got started, who started it, when that was, if you wouldn't mind, Sri Kadasji?
I guess you put me on the spot altogether, correct?
Yes, I did. And if you don't want to do that, we can talk about something else.
No, I think that's fine. Like I had said in the past, it comes in cycles. So it would be, I guess sometimes they say cyclical or cyclical, and therefore it sometimes doesn't have a beginning per se. I mean, but it just comes and goes. It's like a circle, a never-ending circle. So it really doesn't have a beginning. It just comes and goes. See, that's the interesting part. I think the beginning probably would be with the Supreme Deity. And it said in the Hadith book, which is the scripture of ACOTA, but it's not a Bible per se, even though the word Hadith is the oldest higher Sanskrit word for the word book, but it just like Bible means book, but it really isn't a religious type text. It's just the writings of Living Sarosha Master. And that means that in that particular book, my teacher had mentioned the desire came upon the Supreme Deity to create the lower worlds. But then you look at Buddhist texts and say, well, you're supposed to get rid of all desire and all that business. So we don't have to bother with that. The basic tenets of ACOTA are really looking at the idea of the art of Sahaji, which is the inner movement. That's why we call the short definition of ACOTA as the ancient science of Sahaji. Excuse me. And that means that we're teaching the fundamentals of, by default, each individual is soul and its essence. That means the individual light and sound within one. When one hears a sound current, they're hearing their individual sound, which is their essence as soul, the center of their being, if you will, the eternal spark or essence of the Supreme Deity that we call the Akshar. And that means that once one can identify with that soul, that sound current, then they learn how to practice Sahaji, which is the inner movement of that particular individual soul back to its original home. we don't have a soul, we are soul. Or I can say I am soul, and not that I have a soul. See, so it's a first person singular, not third person plural, or third person singular. That means that we're identifying with the origin as soul, that which is each one of us. And then when we get to that point, or when we comprehend it in the now, if you will, when you hear the sound current, then we realize we are at that point to be able to move back to the Supreme Deity. And that becomes the journey of soul and the essence in the point of liberation on the fifth plane. We want to get to that liberation point above the manifest worlds of the four lower planes. And those four lower planes, we explain each week, is the physical is the first plane. The second is the astral plane. The third plane is the causal plane. And the fourth plane is the mental plane, with the top of it being the etheric or the unconscious plane. Those four lower planes have to be negotiated out of to get to spiritual liberation. Now, Akatsu is the only one that teaches these specific planes, I would say, accurately. And then when we teach that direct path, then one can achieve this liberation. And that's the reason why Akatsu exists, as that path that can get one to spiritual liberation. And we say that no other teaching can do that, and I know that's hubris or audacity, and then that really turns people off, but we're not here to get everybody upon the path. It's only for the ready soul, and that has the ears to hear and the eyes to see, to be able to get to the liberation point. In other words, not everyone can be liberated, and people say, well, geez, that's pretty particular, and maybe wrong, or something's wrong with that. And I'm saying, well, that was the whole point of the manifest world, was to allow one who is capable to get back. In other words, we're talking about the essence of soul. It has to be at a ready point. It has to be a ready point in the physical body to be able to hear us speak about it and to be able to comprehend it. See, so there is a comprehension level. So not all people are going to comprehend the message. See, so that means that it could be for all people if they comprehended it, but they don't comprehend it. And that's the issue. That's the issue of readiness in terms of really understanding or comprehension of the information that we're giving here tonight. And people would say, well, I comprehend it, but you're comprehending it maybe now, but not later. You might go out the door or go away from us and not remember. See, people forget all the time. That's the problem with the causal plane, which is the plane of memory or the plane of deja vu of past, present, and future. And it also is obviously a plane of remembering the past. And so we forget because of that particular aspect of memory. And that becomes an issue. And we all know that, and physically, especially in school, when school was always about memory, trying to remember things, and then we couldn't remember it for a test, then we didn't get the answer correct. See, so most people have poor memories, and that's why this causal plane will cause people not to remember even what's said even this evening in terms of the talk. That's why we're fortunate that we put these in an archive and have them recorded, and people can refer back to the information. And in one sense of where they can help them become ready, because they can then comprehend the simple teaching of Akatsu, because it is easy. There's nothing to it. We teach a contemplation technique that is a meditation-like practice. It looks like meditation. We prefer not to use that terminology. That's why we just call it contemplation, because it really isn't a meditation. Meditation is really a misinterpretation of the word contemplation. And Leslie, if you'd like to take us through the contemplation technique, we call it the Hue Chant. Maybe you'd like to explain the Hue a little bit and then take us through a Hue Chant. If you would do that, I'd appreciate it.
Yes, I'd be happy to. The contemplation that we practice on a daily basis is a 30-minute technique. It sort of looks like someone's doing meditation, but in actuality, meditation is sort of a spin-off from contemplation. So when one's sitting in contemplation, they're sitting comfortably, your feet can be flat on the floor, your legs can be crossed in tailor fashion, whatever is comfortable. The most important thing during contemplation is to be in a quiet place in a comfortable sitting, because you want to be as still as possible for that 30-minute period. And the reason that we do it for 30 minutes is because it's actually scientifically measured that 30 minutes of contemplation bridges a 24-hour span in which we get the greatest amount of protection and balance from Srosha, the name that we use for spirit. So that's why we highly recommend 30-minute contemplation on a daily basis. Now, the other aspect of contemplation is that it does propel our spiritual unfoldment. It gets it going faster. So without the contemplation, we're not moving as quickly toward the three goals of self-realization, God-realization, and spiritual mastery, which we'll talk about as well. But for now, I just want to mention that there are different experiences that one can have during a contemplation. So for one thing, most likely you're going to hear the sound current, and that's the Sarosha, the spirit, which is heard as sound and seen as light. So you probably hear, it could be a high-pitched electrical sound. It can also be one of the more distinctive sounds that gives you an idea of what plane, where you might be traveling. For instance, if it's a single note of a flute, then you can know that you're traveling on the soul plane. If it's a buzzing of bees, then you're actually on the mental plane. So you can, there is a chart in the website, on the website. Do we have the chart on the website, Sri Kanavchi? I don't
recall. It's an introduction book in the back.
Okay, in the introductory book of ACTA, I believe the chart is there. So you can actually see what sounds correspond to what planes. There's also colors that correspond to the different planes as well. So as I mentioned, Sarosha is heard a sound seen as light. So you might see a bright white or yellowish light. You might also see a blue light, which is actually the light of the inner master of the Mahaji, of Sri Kadavji, which means he's standing by. For you can call upon him for guidance or help in any way that you wish. So now that gives you, so it's important to do this, and usually it begins with a he chant, or if you've been on the path for a while, you'll probably have your own mantra that has been given you during one of the initiations that you would be receiving. For now, we're going to use the he, which is a very high vibrational word, and it's actually a higher Sanskrit word that also means God, and that's why the vibrations are so high. Very powerful, because it does immediately obliterate any kind of negativity that's in the area. So whether you use it on the inner or the outer, it is very powerful and will work. So that's why we use the hue to clear out the vibrations. So we're going to do a brief hue chant. If you want to follow along, then go ahead and close your eyes, sit comfortably, take a deep breath or two, and then just listen or follow along. And this is what it sounds like. Brakabashat, which means may the blessings be. So that's a little glimpse into what a contemplation technique might be like for those who are interested in trying it. And there are various contemplation techniques that are described in that introductory book that Sri Kadavji and I were speaking about a moment ago. And also, there is no charge for anything we do in ACTA, so you can go to the website and download that book and any of the other books that are on there at no charge. For those people who are interested in applying for membership, that's free as well. Everything we do on this path is free. So, okay, Sri Kadavji, did you want me to continue with anything after that, or did you want to add something to what I was talking about?
Well, we had talked about the lower planes, and I wanted to go into the goals and talk about the goals, which are the self-realization, God-realization, and Sarosha mastery, which are above the four lower planes. The self-realization is the fifth plane, God-realization is the eighth plane, and Sarosha mastery is the tenth plane. Now, these planes are subtle, because since it's not taught really in any other teaching specifically, or as accurately as I said earlier, these are dimensions on the inner. They're vibrational dimensions that one learns to see, especially in the lower worlds, these different places. And the standard, these plain standard, it has an ancient track record. It goes back to, like I had said earlier, the cyclicalness of the path, and that the masters, the ancient masters of the Srosha masters, and we use the word Srosha, which is the beginning or derivation word of that spiritual sound current, which is called the Srosha. And the reason for that is there's the Sra is the higher, we said higher Sanskrit word for sound, and Sha is the higher Sanskrit word for light. So in the word Srosha, you have both the sound and light with the middle O as a circle. And you'll see that the mystery of that particular term, Sra-Osha, is that it has the four planes in the logo symbol that we use in Akita, which is also impressed upon the ancient stone in the Temple of the Golden Wisdom on the inner. And that symbol is a very ancient symbol, and it has the four lower planes and also the soul plane in the middle to teach people about the liberation of spirit, the liberation of soul through the path of Akita. And no other teaching is the highest path. There are other spin-off paths that from the ancient teaching. Now, some have said that Ekankar was the original teaching, but actually Akita is now what Ekankar used to be. So the high path is Akita. So you have to have the ears to hear and understand the specifics about what we teach here, and the way that we can have that essence is through the lineage of the masters. And I'm said to be the 973rd in the longest unbroken line of spiritual masters. So there's other teachers out there that make that claim as well. But you have to pay attention to the specific information. And our opinion is that we have the best information, plus we give the experience. And we don't tail off into other discussions about politics or issues about defending ourselves against negative forces and all this business. We don't get into that. We just teach the ready soul how to gain liberation, and more interested in that. And we don't really talk about politics or money or health or all that business. So some of these teachings, like the Eastern philosophy, will talk a lot about being vegetarian, and we say you can eat what you want. There's no issue about that, albeit we're both raw vegan, and a lot of people will try to become raw vegan because they like to pattern themselves after the masters. Having said that, that's not a mandate of any kind. That's just my practice that I happen to be involved with. I admit it's very good for your health. At the same time, it's not any part of the teaching of Akita. But I do mention what we are involved with that way. However, the basic fundamentals, as we said before, the three goals, the contemplation and spiritual master as your guide, which I happen to be the present living Srosha master of the time. So those three basic tenets of having the goals, learning about the goals, and practicing Sahaji as a part of that as well, in movement towards the three goals, movement towards those three goals. And most importantly is really the first one, because we want to be able to gain self-realization and have that spiritual liberty or salvation, a solitario, which is terms they use in Christianity. But again, we're not a religion, but we have the word liberation we use time and again to get above those lower planes, to get the freedom from the karma and reincarnation levels. Okay, we hadn't mentioned that before, but the path of Akita is the Dharma path. It's a karmaless path. That's what Dharma means. And once one steps onto the path by becoming a member, and we have a website, akita.com, that one can sign up for free membership. And once they make that commitment to me as a living Srosha master, then they start to lead a Dharma life, and they work out their karma. Their karma ceases as soon as they make that commitment, and they make no more karma. So that's a big step for the ready soul is they stop making karma, and now they start practicing dharma, which is very, very important. They'll work out their karma within about 30 years upon the path. Most of it is done away with in the first couple of years on the path to get rid of mostly the primal karma. And then once one becomes a second initiate, then they can have their own choice whether to come back into the physical body again. So it's important to have that. The first initiation comes in the dream state within about 6 months to a year after one has become a member. And they'll have an inner experience where they'll receive their first individual mantra, which is a single syllable. Once that one receives a second initiation after 2 years on the path, then the mantras become two syllables. And these mantras are repeated so that they can put a focus upon the sound current. Because a lot of interference takes place in the lower worlds, and sometimes it's hard to hear the sound when there is this distractions. Albeit, having said that, one learns to be able to hear their sound current. Like, I can hear my sound current presently, and I've even tested on a airport tarmac on the runways, and next to a 747, I could actually hear my sound current above those roar of the jet engines. That was just, you don't necessarily have to do that. It's kind of a thing that I did in the past just to test to see how loud the sound current is. Because we have to remember that each soul, no matter whether they're ready soul or non-ready soul, that soul is a minimum of 10,000 suns of power. So you can see why the essence of man can be sometimes very difficult for each individual because of the manic depressive states and the states of psychology nowadays in the lower worlds, especially in our Iron Age. There's a lot of problems that people are having. So Akatsu actually brings a lot of peace and contentment to the ready soul. And once one starts seeing that daily contemplation, will bring a quiescence and a contentment that they probably have been searching for and longing for in this particular lifetime. And they will achieve that once they step onto the path and start contemplating presently. Even for one who is not a member, we recommend to try the contemplation, do the huge chant, and you'll find if you've been a meditator in the past that the contemplation brings even a more higher level. Well, you'd say higher level, not more higher. I don't think I can say that, right? You can get away with grammar, right? A higher level of contentment. It probably would be more higher, but if you could do that in grammar, but you can't. But anyway, a highest level of contentment will be achieved in the contemplation exercise. And so therefore, we recommend that anybody listening to the show this evening to attempt to try to do a contemplation and do the huge chant. And if you can feel something, you can feel an energy, that's what we call the Sarosha. In other words, if one can feel a vibration from us or from our voices this evening, that really is the sound of the Sarosha. The master who the 10th initiate and higher has become the Sarosha. In other words, our voices, Leslie and my voices, are this Sarosha, actual Sarosha. So you're hearing the sound of Sarosha more so than the individual itself. There is individual essence in there, but it's the same with anybody else once they understand that their sound, their voice, really comes from spirit, which is a sound current. So that's important, too. That may be this week's kernel of the wisdom that we would bring, that each voice is the sound of the Sarosha in the manifest world, that sound current. That's why people revere music so much. They're trying to achieve the idea of the sound current, to be able to hear the Sarosha. And they can, albeit they don't really explain what that essence is as the spirit of the Sarosha. And we say the word spirit. The spirit comes from the word spiral, and spiral comes from the word Sarosha. Because, again, if you look at that logo that we have, it looks like the top of a spiral, like the top of a funnel. It looks like it's spinning, and that's where it comes from, because the soul is spinning, and we learn how to look at the essence and the movement on the inner. That's why it's in motion. We have in motion and we have imagery that's in motion on the inside as well, we learn how to get in balance with that motion and that we are able to cope with that motion. And that's why people do have problems in the lower worlds, because their insides are churning and motioning and constant state of motion. And that's why in Akutu we learn in the daily contemplation that it comes in cycles of seven. There's a shift every 7 seconds. Actually, it's in infinitesimals, but we can't really think that way. So we mention about the 7 second cycles, that there's a complete change of consciousness, a complete shift of an imagery that you would be seeing. So we're getting some really deep esoteric information this evening, and we can thank the Srosha and the supreme deity, the Akshar. We call God in Akshar the Akshar. We didn't mention that until now. A-K-S-H-A-R is a supreme deity. It's not a religion, a philosophy, a metaphysical teaching cult, or an occult teaching. It is a way, path, teaching, or science of Akshar. We have 4 definitions, English definitions, if necessary, because then we say, well, Akita is Akita, but you can call it a pathway, teaching, or science. But anything else outside of that is just wrong. It's not a religion, not at all. It's never been a religion. But religion could be considered an offshoot. A religion means to bind or to regulate, and that's not what Akita is about. Akita is about freedom. Freedom and the essence of soul, and that means it's a matter of learning, stepping upon the path, practicing the daily contemplation, not as a mandate, but as a highly suggested practice. And it's really the only practice or ritual in the path of Akita. We don't really want to call it a ritual, but it is a practice, a daily practice. Leslie had mentioned it's 30 minutes per day, because that's been measured mathematically in terms of a 24-hour period, that you can get 24 hours of harmony, harmonic vibrations, to get through the day in relative balance or in relative a relative state of peace and contentment to some degree, especially since we're talking about presently we're in the Iron Age in the lower worlds. So that means the physical plane is in a more of a negative time. And that means that there's 1 out of 100 that are ready souls. And that means that 99 out of 100 are not ready. But then people say, well, that seems to be pretty negative. But during the darkest time of the Iron Age, we're looking at maybe 1 in 1,000,000. So we're happy, ironically, that there's 1 in 100 that are ready. That means that 7.5 billion people in the Earth region, there's about 75 million ready souls. But we have maybe 3,000 or 4,000 people in the past presently. It's a small number, but we're growing gradually over the years. We've been growing, and we're very happy because we have some pretty happy people in the path. I guess I'm trying to fill up some time here. Let's look at what we have here. We got about 2 minutes.
Well, we have about
left.
A minute. About a minute and a half left, actually.
Okay.
So I just want to invite people again. We mentioned the website a couple of times. Go to akita.com. There's a lot of information there. As we said, books to download. There's also audios that you can listen to by Sri Kadavjean. And additionally, you can listen to all the archives. We have hundreds of archives from this show, maybe even thousands at this point. We've been doing this show for quite a while, for several years. So we do want to invite everyone to take a look at the website, listen to the archives. If you're interested in membership, then by all means, you'll see the information to go ahead and apply for membership on the website if that's something that interests you. So we've got about 40 seconds left, Sri Kadavji. I want to thank everyone for being with us tonight. I want to especially thank you. And I would like to give you the opportunity to close. We've got about 30 seconds by the time I hand this over to you to close for the evening, if you would.
Well, the master raises his right hand and throws a blessing, and he will state, Baraka Bashad, may the blessings be, I am always with you. Bye for now.